All right, well, we are here with the Eagles' third-round pick, linebacker Jordan Hicks. And Jordan, tell us what it has been like just to come to the NovaCare Complex now that you know you are a member of this Philadelphia Eagles team.
Right. It's definitely been a whirlwind of a process. You know, you get that phone call and immediately your life changes for in the best way. You know, this is something you've been working for 4 or 5 years, and it's just awesome to be here. I'm very proud.
When you got the call, did you know it was the Eagles?
Yes. Yeah, it said Pennsylvania on it.
Okay. And so what did they say? Give us the rundown.
Well, somebody transferred me over to Coach Kelly. And after that, it was just conversation after conversation after conversation.
Do you even remember any of it?
I was excited. My heart was racing. Yep. You know, I was just incomplete. You know, I don't know if it was shock, but it was excitement. Definitely excitement.
And who were you with?
I was with my family at home back in Cincinnati with my family.
So they must have been going crazy.
Very proud, very excited, a lot of love.
What was it like when you came here for the pre-draft visit, imagining maybe this is where I'll end up, and then thinking back to now you are actually going to be an Eagle?
Right. I had a great visit when I came and really felt at home when I stepped on in this facility. And, you know, it's so exciting to go through this process and to see these places that you could potentially be and to get a good feel about it and walk away saying, you know, I could see myself fitting in here. And this was the place that I saw myself fitting in.
All right, let's talk a little bit about you as a player.
Yeah.
Tell us about what it was like fighting through the adversity of the injuries your sophomore and junior season, getting to prove yourself again as a senior. Playing the whole season, proving that you were healthy and that you could produce.
Right. And yeah, it was tough. Those two season-ending injuries were very tough. But you
was
learned,
the Achilles as a junior, what was it before that?
It was the torn adductor in the groin, torn off the bone.
Oof.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. But, you know,
I don't know which one sounds worse.
The Achilles was worse, I'll tell you that. It was, but it's something you just learn from. You there's so many learning experiences throughout that adversity. That if you don't learn from, it's a wasted experience. And for me, it was all about battling back and learning about who I was as a person and my mentality and my character, my true character.
What was the decision to go to Texas in the first place? Because you were, I think, a 5-star recruit, very highly recruited. What brought you down to Austin?
It was just the entire package that University of Texas hold. I mean, it's
sweet
incredible.
Too.
It's pretty incredible. You know, you got the school, you got Austin, which is one of the best cities in the country, one of the fastest growing. You've got, you know, this great school, great academics, and of course, great football, you know, and a lot of tradition there. So it was the entire package.
So in terms of you as a player, you know, we've heard Chip Kelly say you are a three-down linebacker. You can do it all. What's your favorite thing to do when you dream of making a big play? What's the big play?
It's a blitz and sacking the quarterback. Busting through.
And getting the ball out.
Bust through the line, sacking quarterback, getting the ball out, sack strip.
How about defending the run? You feel like you do that very well in terms of diagnosing, shedding blocks, stuff like that?
Yeah, I think diagnosing is definitely one of my strengths and understanding what's coming. Obviously, this is a new speed, something I got to get used to, but I'm excited. I'm very excited. I think shedding blocks is something that I need to work on. You know, I've talked to every single person, every coach that has talked to me. It's been, you know, you got to work on your hands, getting violent with your hands, and you know that's something I embrace, and that's something I'm going to work on 100%.
What kind of defensive line did you play behind at Texas? We know here it's going to be a two-gap thing. They're going to try to get you in space, free you. What was it like at Texas?
We were multiple. We did both one gap and two gap. We were both three down and four down. So, you know, I feel like I'm pretty versatile in the ability to play behind. You know, a two-gap D lineman and a one-gap D lineman.
All right, how about three-down linebacker? That means playing the pass.
Right.
We saw it a little bit at the Senior Bowl, your ability to play pass coverage. You feel like you do it well. We hear that you're one of the best in the class.
Yeah, and I feel like that's one of my strong suits is my athleticism and playing in space and being able, you know, to drop back and stick with, you know, speedy wide receivers and you know, big wide receivers and tight ends, you know, being able to cover them.
Is that something that sort of comes naturally to you, or is it something you had to work on in terms of understanding route concepts, stuff
like
that?
Yeah, and definitely understanding route concepts. It's all been a process. It's all been a grind. And, you know, for me, some has come naturally. You know, athleticism is natural. But being able to understand and take it to that next step is how you get on that next level.
We like to ask guys sort of, who you model yourself after as a linebacker. Mm-hmm. Is there somebody in the league who you think you're sort of similar characteristics to?
Man, you know, I've always heard Kendricks from here. That's Very true. Everybody, you know, going through this entire process, that's what I've heard from coaches. You know, obviously that's exciting to get to learn from somebody that has, you know, that a lot of people see you being like. It's a great opportunity.
So as we now turn the page from you being selected, going through the exhausting pre-draft process, now next week it's going to be time to go to work. Mm-hmm. You're ready to sort of get back to work and be a professional football player, the business of being a football player?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Football is what this whole thing's about. And, you know, that's the one thing that's been missing this entire pre-draft process. And it's going to be exciting to get back on the field.
All right. Well, I know that Eagles fans are very excited to see you on the field. Yeah. Jordan Hicks, the Eagles' third-round pick from Texas. We'll see you later on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.